RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Austin, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and we are joined now by the assistant special teams coach, Kyle Wilbur, in his first year with the Saints. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
We are doing well. Just kind of curious as to, you played in the NFL for 10 years, 6 years with Dallas, then with Oakland and Las Vegas, a few years in Green Bay before coming here. Was your connection to kind of come here, at least to the Saints, you played with Kellen? I mean, Kellen was a quarterback in 2015 in Dallas, and you played with him. Or did you kind of know Phil at all from previous jobs, or was Kellen maybe your first connection here?
Honestly, Phil asked me to interview, and I interviewed, and I told him I understand that there's a connection between me and Kellen, and if there was any say of like, hey, you need to hire this guy, I told him, hey, Phil, just hire the man you want. And he said, honestly, I haven't even talked to Kellen about you. I've heard about some of our players because I played with Foster. I played with Zach Wood when he was in Dallas, and other coaches around the league. That you're a good guy, like you. You're on top of your stuff. And I wanted to have a connection and talk to you personally myself before I even talked to Kellen about you.
Now, Kyle, looking at obviously a fan favorite, no longer with the team, really splash chunk plays with Sheet Shaheed in the return game. What can you tell the fans, though, about Dante Pettis? Here's a 7-year veteran, and you look at his contribution. Obviously, he just has to be himself. But looking at yesterday, pretty damn good. You look in the punt and the kick return game, he had a long gain of 17 yards of the punt return. A 32-yard kickoff return, and then he's contributing as a receiver, a 53-yard receiver. To me, that's an NFL veteran. He gets an opportunity. Yes. He's on the practice squad. Now you're active and a lot of responsibility, especially taking the place of Houdat Nation, who we're very familiar with, Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah. I think DP, I call him the Wizard, he's reliable, like, he is the most reliable person back there, without a doubt. He's sure-handed on punt catching. Big thing me and him have talked about is, don't chase any big plays. They're going to come to you. And when they come to you, just make it happen, you know. We always talk about all the time how, as a receiver, catch the ball in the middle of the field, drop stick, and split two. So if it's there, split two, run somebody over. If it's not there, you know, we trust you to make the right decisions. That's why you're back there, and he does.
Now, Kyle, looking at the coverage units, and I've always been intrigued with this, with you and Coach Galliano, because, you have a limited roster, who's going to be active, and then who makes the final roster. Just talk to the fans how important that is, because it seemed like on every team, there's always like a handful of guys. And what I mean by that, you could see how they're producing. Whether it's the Chris Rumps of the world, the Danny Stutzman, the Isaac Yadams, Isaiah Stallberg, Jalen Ford. Just talk a little bit about that and how important that, special teams, that is a high priority. And you don't want to be that weak link, offense, defense, special teams. But those coverage units and the numbers that they've put up have been pretty reliable.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of turnover from last year. I remember, obviously, I was in Green Bay, and I remember writing up all those guys that they were here. And but with turnover comes opportunity, and I think a lot of those young guys like Danny Stutzman, Isaiah Thalberg, Jalen Ford, Chris Rump, Ike, you know, a new addition that we had is Mike Davis as a veteran. These guys have come in and stepped up, and then you can tell that it actually special teams matters to them. We kind of started a little bit slow, but as we see throughout the season, we're finishing. It's a big pat on their back to, you know, the value that it means to them. They have set a standard for themselves to play high and make a contribution to this team, and I just commend the men that in the room.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Talking with Saints assistant special teams coach Kyle Wilbur, and I cannot imagine any team that would face back-to-back three-win teams that have the special teams that the Jets and the Titans do. Isaiah Williams, couple of touchdown punt returns, one call back. Jim DK, couple of punt returns, one call back, and 70 yards plus, both on kickoff returns. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable when you think about it, but kind of the plan and how to kick, not kick, punt, not punt. When you yesterday with DK, and what kind of the thought process was going in?
Thought process was, you know, you have Charlie, which he's been doing phenomenal. I know Phil has talked to him on the side and said, "Listen, we're going to try to keep the ball away from him. We're going to put it on the ground." But even if it's not on the ground, this is not a challenge. For us, this is an opportunity to show who we are as a football team, to go against some of these premier returners. And so the guys, like I said, Terrell Burgess, Ike, Mike, Isaiah, they all been stepped up, and it took this as an opportunity to show themselves and establish their identity.
But, Kyle, along those lines, you can't be shanking a 17-yard punt. I mean, I know you got to play smart, and you want to get your distance out of bounds. So, and I've had a problem with that. You look at the net punt. We very seldom, I don't look at the gross, I look at the net. And obviously look at that Seahawks game, the big punt return they had there. But I know y'all addressed this in the meetings. That's not good. 29.7 net. And you have it. That's mainly you have that 17-yard punt. Not that Tennessee was much better, 36.3. But even on the season, we ride at 38 yards, our opponents at 42. So I know you and Coach Galliano, y'all definitely look at that net. And you can have windy conditions and all that, but if you're a pro NFL punter, and he is a young punter, that being Kai Kroger, you know, rookie out of South Carolina, but you can't be shanking points because all of a sudden the field position, they don't have to move the ball when we lose it 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, obviously nobody wants to shake a punt. And, you know, he knows. That's the great thing about him is, again, he has a standard for himself. And there's some disappointment, but at the end of the day, it's my job to instill confidence in him and you know, I'm trying to empower. True leadership is empowering, and I want him to be able to coach himself. So again, he knows that that's not acceptable. That's not up to his standard. So there's really nothing for us to be said there because he already knows. Like, nobody's going to go into the game and saying, "Hey, I want you to kick this ball 17 yards and kicked out of bounds." But you know, we go back to the Seattle game. Obviously, you know, we started slow, and but again, I think the men in the room they face adversity, and I think they came out on the side that's better for them. You know, sometimes losing is a more valuable lesson than success is. So
now, Kyle, when I look at like the whole roster and you look at the practice squad and everything, I talk to offensive and defensive coaches, and then, you know, you give different looks, you know, whether you call in scout team, okay, we're walking on punt return, who's going down on kickoff coverage or vice versa, whatever. How do you work with you and Coach Galliano with the guys that aren't necessarily going to be in the game but on the practice squad and to give a good look? And give an example maybe who might be some players. I'm just looking at like a cornerback like Jaden Price or Beanham or just different individual. Diggs, here's a draft pick from Syracuse, seventh rounder. Just talk about maybe that is no easing up in practice because you want to give a good look for your special teams unit, even though if you're part of that scout team, and how much coaching y'all do with that?
Yeah, I mean, the great thing, I love Phil. He's awesome with it, and he does the punt team, and I'll do the look punt rush team. And for me, I tell the players it's me versus Phil right now. So when you're on the look punt rush team, it's you versus them. All right, I want you guys to embarrass them. Because these are guys that we're putting out there in the game, and I want you to give everything you got because at the end of the day, we're putting you guys in positions. So when you do come up, these are the positions you will play in the game. So they take that as a challenge. They take it as an opportunity, again, to show who they are and do a heck of a job at it. Fidel, he's a heck of a guy in the A-gap rushing over Zach Wood. JP, again, he's great. This kid can be a punt returner. He can be a jammer. He can be a gunner. He can be an established rusher. He's just amazing with it. Ronnie Bell as well. He's fast off the line. He can be a punt returner as well. It's just all these guys have so many attributes and potential to be some good things coming up in this league.
Coach, wanted to ask you that about Charlie Smith, and my assumption is you're impressed. And we all knew about the leg, right? He's got a big leg. Okay, we knew that. The 48-yard miss at Tampa on his first kick, but he came back and made it at Tampa. And then the 43-yard miss yesterday, I think, comes back and makes a 56 and a 57-yarder. So to me, it's impressive for such a young guy, you know, playing in the NFL, so new, to be able to put the misses behind him, right? You know, it doesn't impact him long term, and that's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, him and Phil have this great connection, and again, I think Phil is one of the best. He's he just knows again how to instill his confidence in these players and these guys. Definitely in Charlie, he's been with him a lot longer than I have, and Charlie, he doesn't get in his head. You know, he understands this is an incredible opportunity, and he takes anything and everything. It's like, it's an honor for him to be out there and just to practice. We had a conversation the other day that he would just love to be on the practice squad, if not anything else. You know? So for him to have an actual opportunity to kick in the game, it's like a dream come true to him. So the way he approaches the game and the way he just approaches every single day is just incredible to me. I love how he just responds to anything and everything.
Now, Kyle, this is the last one before we let you run. This is more looking at your background. How did you end up at, like, Wake Forest? Boy, and I look at – I've always been intrigued with, like, Tobacco Road because all of a sudden, like, from New Orleans to Mandeville, you got a 30-mile radius around there. You look how close Duke is, Durham to Chapel Hill. Then you got Wake Forest and Winston-Salem. You got North Carolina State and Raleigh. How you end up at, and I guess, hotbed, you know, you always think kind of Tobacco Road basketball, but you look at the football programs. I'm old enough, you know, with Lawrence Taylor in North Carolina. How you end up at Wake Forest?
I originally tried to commit to Kentucky, and they ended up pulling my scholarship and giving it to somebody else, a four-star recruit. And I kind of had this thought process, well, I'm not going to go to the NFL, so I might as well get an education. And so that's how I actually ended up at Wake Forest. I thought my degree would go a lot longer way than any of the other schools that I had.
Well, it didn't work out that way. 6 years with the Dallas Cowboys, 4 years with Oakland and Las Vegas, and then Green Bay, and now with the Saints, and hopefully it's a long-term situation. Really appreciate your time. Congrats on the four straight, and make it five.
Yes, sir. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you, Coach Kyle Wilbur, Assistant Special Teams.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.